Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, and Jesse Guidry with Vermilionville, here to talk about a new film series. And I know a lot of people are excited about just the, I guess, density of film opportunities that we have here in our community now. We just finished a very successful Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival over the weekend, and some of it was at Vermilionville.
Yes.
So I know a lot of people were happy to see films in that venue. What inspired this particular film series, Jesse, which is called Les Vues, which will be on the last Monday of each month at Vermilionville?
Correct. Well, initially, whenever I set out to do something, we just installed this really state-of-the-art projection system in the Performance Center out of a need for various people wanting to show different things there, presentations and whatnot. So I just started thinking, you know, what is something that we need to fill a gap in at Vermilionville that we don't do currently. A couple of people may be familiar with the films that we show in conjunction with our exhibits in the conference room, but it's kind of, you know, you sit down, it's not exactly comfortable. So I wanted to do something more formal and on a regular basis. And then whenever I found out the Bayou Bijou series isn't going to be continuing, I thought that that was a perfect opportunity to kind of pick up where they left off. So we came up with this concept of this cultural film series, because Vermilionville is all about culture. So I kind of went from there, just decided on last Monday of the month around 6:30 p.m. And then what I decided to do, since I'm, you know, my knowledge about Louisiana culture and film especially is limited, I decided to enlist the help of curators. So every month it's going to be a rotating door of curators. And so what I ask them to do is just basically pick three films that they like having to do with culture. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with Louisiana culture, but the themes kind of have to parallel with them, so we can have a discussion after the film. So that was kind of the basis for it and how it kind of all started out. And luckily, Michael was the first one that agreed to curate the first month. So,
all right. And we have Michael Martin here with us in the studio. And Michael, again, you are director of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette. Tell us just a bit about, I guess, the scope of the collection there, because film is something that you all include in your purview.
At the Center for Louisiana Studies, we have what we call the Archive of Cajun and Creole Folklore. And as part of that archive, we house mainly field recordings done dating all the way back to the 1920s. Most of those, as you might imagine, especially for the first few decades after that, are audio recordings. But more recently, we've added and expanded our collection to include video recordings. I don't know if we could call these things films directly. I mean, they're mainly some sort of documentary or documentation of a visual performance or an interview or something like that. But certainly it's something that we're very interested in. And very recently we've been talking with Louisiana filmmakers to try to get basically their archival collections, many of which are just housed at their homes, donated to our archives, because they have not only the films that they produce themselves, they also have a significant amount of stuff that ends up on the editing room floor, but that is certainly very valuable for historians and folklorists and people like that.
Right. And I was thinking, too, invaluable for filmmakers, the material that you all have at the archives. I know musicians certainly mine it for material. I'm sure there are many filmmakers, both documentary and narrative fiction filmmakers, who would be eager to use the resources you all have.
That's right. We have a very large collection of what we might call stock footage that could be used in any variety of media, you know, from television to cinema. And then we also have, of course, very specific visual documentation of performances by musicians and interviews with individuals.
Right. So it's very interesting that the first film that you curate for the first film in this series, Les Vues, is a documentary and a classic documentary by an iconic filmmaker, and that is Ken Burns's Huey Long.
That's right. Huey Long was, I think, the third major documentary that Burns put out. He had done a few before it. It's certainly one that, for a Louisiana historian like myself, and especially someone who specializes in 20th century Louisiana history, I find very appealing. It's also quite entertaining. I mean, Huey Long himself, the character of Huey Long was quite entertaining, and his persona kind of lends itself to creating this sort of entertainment value. But, you know, like with all Ken Burns pieces, it's also tremendously informative and educational. So you learn a lot, not only about the man Huey Long, but about the state of Louisiana at the time of his life, the effects of Huey Long in the long term, you know, even after his assassination in 1935, how his impact was felt in Louisiana politically and also other ways. I mean, Huey Long created a kind of culture about him to where people were writing songs about him, pro and anti Long. People were writing books about him. People were making films about him. So it becomes much more than just this political personality, and it takes on these cultural dimensions. And I think that for that reason, it ties in quite well with the themes of the new film series at Vermilionville.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that starts tonight, Monday evening. The film will be at what time, Jesse?
It's going to start at 6:30 p.m. We are going to open up the you know, the bar and the refreshments, and we'll have popcorn starting at 6. So if you want to get there a little early and maybe visit before, that's fine as well. Mm-hmm. But 6:30, and admission is free to the festival. If you are so inclined to make a donation, we're suggesting a $5 donation, but don't feel pressured. You know, it's a free film series. We just want people to come and get this, you know, be able to see this film on this big screen. And then afterwards, of course, we'll have a discussion with Dr. Morton here, and he'll, you know, answer some questions from the audience and then talk a little bit about the film and how it pertains to our culture, which, you know, Louisiana politics, it fits perfectly. So right. It should be a good evening.
And, you know, I think sometimes we say things like, oh, I really like Ken Burns, but we probably haven't seen all of his films. And as you mentioned, this was made in 1985. That's quite a while back. And there are a lot of young people, a lot of even older people who missed that one and never saw it on television or particularly the big screen. Mm. So
that's
a really
right.
Great opportunity.
Yeah, Burns really made his name with the Civil War series, which was late 80s, early 90s, somewhere around there. And as a result, people tend to forget some of the things that he did before that. He gets a lot of publicity for the things subsequent to it, the jazz series, baseball. But these early films are really it's interesting because you can see him trying to figure out his style, the style that we really associate with Ken Burns, the filmmaker today, and him kind of borrowing stylistic elements from other documentary makers. So it's you can kind of see him evolving as you look at these earlier films up to kind of the big breakthrough of the Civil War.
So a really interesting opportunity not only to find out more about Huey Long, but again, if you are a fan of documentary films, Ken Burns, a nice way of understanding his history and how he became the filmmaker he is.
That's right.
So you've seen the documentary, Huey Long.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and I don't want you to give away all your discussion, but what was your feeling at the end of it? I mean, you've studied Huey Long. You've studied Louisiana history. Did you feel it was a very true representation?
Yeah, my feeling is that it's a very it's an accurate portrayal of the way Huey Long affected the state of Louisiana while he was alive. I think one of the things we might discuss after the film is what were the really long-term effects of Huey Long's reign in Louisiana, because I don't think Burns could adequately fit that into the 90 minutes or so that he had for the documentary.
All right. So a really good discussion could be had after the performance, the showing of the film. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Jesse Guidry from Vermilionville and Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, here to talk about a new film series that is starting tonight at Vermilionville. It will take place every last Monday, barring any holidays, at Vermilionville. Starts tonight, 6:30, the showing of Ken Burns' 1985 film on Huey Long. So great opportunity to see this film. Really nice opportunity to have a good discussion about Louisiana history, politics, filmmaking, documentaries, anything that you'd like to discuss. And again, it's in a wonderful setting. I know more and more people are using Vermilionville for so many reasons, festivals and celebrations and now a film series. But as you said, you all have a great screen, really good sound system in the Performance Center.
Yes, it really lends itself to watching movies very nicely. Anybody that, of course, comes to our Sunday dances are used to that dance floor being, you know, perfect in the sound for the music. But, you know, with Pat Mir's Cinema on the Bayou that just passed, we kind of had a little trial run there and got some really great feedback from everybody and, you know, really excited to show off our new system and you know, show everyone Vermilionville in a new light, you know.
So that's tonight, 6:30. Who are some of the other curators that you have lined up?
We have a couple of them coming up for the next quarter. Next month, we're going to be showing Reconstructing Creole, and the filmmaker Jennifer Block is going to be curating that one. And I thought that would be a nice tie-in for Black History Month and can talk a little bit about it. And from what I haven't seen the film yet, but from what I've read about it, it's extremely interesting. It touches on a lot of points. So I'm very excited that she was able to come down because I believe she's from New Orleans. So we'll see her. And then in March, we have John Sharp, who's going to be curating. Michael was talking a little bit about footage from the archives. We're going to be doing something called Lomax in Louisiana, and we're still kind of putting it together, but I believe it's going to be a lot of the lost footage that was not shown in there that people have not had an opportunity to see. So it's not kind of like what Michael was saying earlier. It's not necessarily a feature film or a full-length film, but I think the format's going to lend itself very nicely to, you know, watching clips and having a discussion and those people that, you know, just love Lomax and everything.
So this will be a montage that John Sharp has put together from the archives.
Yes.
Boy, what a treat.
And it's footage that nobody's seen before, which will be super special treat for everybody out there. And I'm pretty curious to see it myself. So.
Right. Do you have information on Les Vues, the film series, on your website,
yes.
Facebook page?
If you go to vermilionville.org, you'll see Huey Long's nice picture on the front page. Just click on that, and they'll have all the information about that film. And then if you just go to our events calendar for the other films as well. And then, of course, we're on Facebook as well, so you can get the event information there. But just, you know, want to remind everybody, while admission is free, we are accepting a suggested donation of $5. We'll have refreshments and, you know, just want to invite everybody, if you're curious about Louisiana politics, if you're an enthusiast, you know, please bring your ideas and come enjoy a great night of film.
Right. And Monday nights is great, as you said, in the absence of Bayou Bijou. It's a nice opportunity to fill some of your Monday evenings with film as well.
Yeah. And I think it's late enough. Everybody will have a chance to kind of get off work, get settled, and then come on down to Vermilionville. And for those people that don't know where we're at, located on 300 Fisher Road, and we're right across from the airport off of Surrey Street.
So. All right. Again, my guests, Jesse Gidge with Vermilionville and Dr. Michael Martin of the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, talking about the new film series, Les Vues, that will start tonight at Vermilionville at 6:30. And just while I have you here, Michael, what's coming up at the center? Any special programs or lectures?
The Center for Louisiana Studies has an ongoing monthly State of the Studies series, as we call it. It's mainly an academic talk series that happens, as I said, monthly, dealing with the various topics on that make up Louisiana Studies. The other thing we have coming out through the UL Press, which is a division of the center, is a series of new books. We're working feverishly to get the final editing done on a couple of titles, one a kind of town history of Clinton, Louisiana, another about a particular division during the Civil War from Louisiana, the Donaldsonville Cannoneers. And then we're working on some exciting publications for the summer and the fall as well. And then we have our ongoing at Vermilionville, our ongoing In Your Own Backyard series, which happens monthly on the second Tuesday of every month except February, because the second Tuesday is, of course, Mardi Gras. We'll be having that one on the first Tuesday of February. Again, at Vermilionville, the topic or theme for discussion will be urban masking traditions in Lafayette. So Mardi Gras masking traditions in the city of Lafayette.
So good opportunity to take a look around at Mardi Gras in Lafayette City. See what kind of masks you see there. Mm-hmm. Again, Michael Martin, director of the Center for Louisiana Studies. He is curating this month's Les Vieux film that will be Huey Long by Ken Burns tonight, 6:30 at Vermilionville. If you do want more information about the Center for Louisiana Studies, there's Facebook and the website and lots of things going on there, obviously. Thank you both for all of your work and the resources that you allow all of us to share in.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.